A unique five-year project is currently underway in the Czech Republic, focusing on the long-term impact of air pollution on people living in northeast Moravia, a heavily industrial region. Over the course of the project, scientists will be comparing the health data of thousands of people from different regions of the country, focusing on those who are most vulnerable to air pollution. Ruth Frankova has the story.
A woman from the northeast city of Ostrava is currently suing the Czech Republic for having developed cancer, which also killed her husband several years ago, arguing that her illness had been caused by the heavy air pollution in the region. Indeed, smog regulations are now in force in several parts of the region, with levels of dust particles several times exceeding permitted norms. The impact of air pollution on the most vulnerable groups of people living in the heavily polluted region of northeast Moravia, such as newborn babies or people working in the outdoors, is the focus of a new study which is currently underway at the University of Ostrava. In the course of the next 5 years, scientists from Ostrava, together with their colleagues from Prague, Brno and České Budějovice, will be comparing fertility rates, incidence of respiratory diseases, but also changes in the genetic code in around 8,000 people. The research costs some 250 million crowns and is co-financed by the European Union. Radim Šram from the Academy's Institute of Experimental Medicine heads the project.
We are studying newborns and their mothers, comparing them in district of Karvina, this district of České Budějovice, in southern Bohemia. This group is certainly the most sensitive to air pollution, what we observe already in previous studies. Another group are city policemen. This is the only group working, let's say, in open air. So it means that if there is something wrong, this is certainly the most sensitive group of population for this effect. Third group is so-called runners, to see how their, let's say, higher physical activity is affecting their morbidity.
Studies focusing on the link between poor air quality and higher incidence of certain illnesses such as respiratory and cardiovascular diseases have already been carried out in the past, but none of them have been so extensive as this one, explains Mr. Šram.
According to knowledge which we had from previous periods, we are now studying certain topics in greater detail. For example, blood and urine of newborns and mothers. Until now, we followed only metabolites of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, but now we will analyze also other contaminants which may affect their health. So this is really quite a new research.
The research will officially conclude in 2022, but scientists are hoping to continue monitoring their subjects even further to establish new links between air pollution and people's health.
Ruth Frankova reporting.